Chief White House correspondent Chuck Todd, great to have you with us as always. And on this deadline day, we have gone onto the website and it says the system is not available at the moment, currently performing maintenance. This almost unfortunately seems like a kind of like a farce at this point.
It does. And it's funny, the minute the healthcare press person just emails me just now and just says, that's not due to volume. It happens every night. They just extended it to SAM for a bit of servicing. It'll be back up in a few minutes, and then it's going to be a big day. So they're trying to downplay this. Servicing is just simply saying this is an extension of typical overnight servicing. So,
which is a crazy thought on the last day that people can sign up for healthcare.
Yeah, you're right. You'd think, why not have done it Saturday to Sunday?
Yeah. Or,
you know, this goes to the whole... it seems as if it's been a, I guess the good news, they can say it's two steps forward, one step back. I mean, I think the big picture here is where they were in October. There was real fear that this law was going to collapse, that they weren't going to get the enrollment, that it was going to spook people, and then suddenly they'd be sitting with 2 or 3 million people enrolling total, and then there would be real questions about the viability of the law. Now you're at a point where the law is unrepealable. You have 15 million people with health insurance, right? When you start counting Medicaid, when you start counting the folks that are staying on their policies, 26 and under, and then throw in the new signups, that is a law that is you know, no member of Congress in their right mind is going to take health insurance away from 15 million people, right? The PR of that is worse than the PR for the law itself. So the question now is, okay, I think the next big hurdle is going to be when premiums are set next year, right? Did we get the type of signups that made it so that the insurance companies feel as if they can balance out the older, sicker folks that they got on with these younger, that they got enough younger people?
So it sounds like the focus for lawmakers going forward is how to fix this law and not how to change it to something else.
Well, and that's the point, as I don't think, and that's going to be the challenge, I think. You know, politically, this thing is still a net negative for Democrats, and it's not going to change before November. You know, it's going to take, I think, years for, if this is going to improve in public opinion, it's not going to improve overnight. The question for Republicans is, what do they make their message? They're saying, hey, this is a terrible law, they've not done a good job, which the public generally agrees with them. Okay, but what are you going to do about it? And repealing is not necessarily an option. We see that that doesn't poll well. Do they come up with a plan that sort of acknowledges the existence of the law, and can they do that without having their base go nuts? And I think that ends up being a unique challenge for the Republicans on this front.
Chuck, last couple of seconds here. Republican Wyoming Senator John Barrasso saying over the weekend that they're cooking the books on that claim that there are 6 million people that signed up.
You know, it's just making stuff up.
Okay.
I mean, it just is. I mean, you know, if we're going to get to that point, you know, this reminds me of when there were people that were questioning the jobs numbers. I mean, you know, there's the insurance company. The insurance companies would be screaming bloody murder. I mean, this is just this is the irresponsibility of American politics these days that has gotten out of hand.
All right. Chuck Todd, we appreciate you as always, and hopefully that website gets back up for people who aren't sign up today.
Okay. All right, guys.
Chuck Todd is NBC's political director, chief White House correspondent.